Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this special birthday edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And a lot going on at the King's Castle this week. Happy birthday to the King. And folks just wrapped up singing happy birthday yesterday as we cut the cake here at Graceland.
Yeah, and I got a taste of it, and it was so delicious.
I feel like such a fat kid having talked about the cake a lot on these podcasts.
We have, but a special thanks to Cakes by Mom and Me, who puts together this wonderful cake, and they just do an excellent job.
And of course, right now, we have a very special video of the making of the cake on Elvis.com that kind of talks about
how things came together.
Unfortunately, it does not come with a piece of cake.
That's true.
It'll just make you hungry. but right now, we're going to take a listen to some of the best highlights of the proclamation ceremony as local and state officials declared it Elvis Presley Day here in Memphis, and we cut the cake and a lot of celebration. We even had a Canadian kid turn superstar via YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube sensation.
Yes, 5 million plus hits of his rendition of Blue Christmas. He helped lead the fans in singing Happy Birthday, and also Knox Phillips helped cut the cake. So let's take a listen to some of the highlights of the ceremony from yesterday.
Good morning, Elvis fans. Welcome to the King's Castle Graceland. I'm Kevin Kern with Elvis Presley's Graceland and the Public Relations Department. Are there any Elvis fans here today? Yeah! You guys are living proof that the polar vortex can't even stop Elvis fans. It's the coldest it's been in Memphis in almost 90 years, and you're still here. So thank you, and we hope we'll get this wrapped up before the cake freezes solid so you guys can be sure and enjoy the cake a little bit later. We're so excited that you're here to celebrate the King of Rock and Roll's 79th birthday right here at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. A special welcome to all of you here in person, and a special welcome to everybody joining us live around the world watching via live stream and Elvis.com. So welcome to all of you guys. Right now, I'd like to introduce our first special guest speaking this morning. Please welcome to the stage CEO and President of Elvis Presley Enterprises, Jack Soden.
Thank you, Kevin. Once again, I'm always so excited to stand here. Always wish it was warmer. But you all never, as Kevin just said, never fail to amaze us and amaze the world with your devotion. And you're here from all over. And we're just, once again, we're so proud to be here and welcome you. And we know Elvis is up there someplace looking down and is so flattered and honored. In any event, we've got, I know on mornings like this, short remarks are popular remarks, so I want to remain popular, so I'm going to very quickly move it along. We've got some really great, fun guests, but I want to real quickly introduce a wonderful visitor that joined us just last night and is leaving very quickly. You know her from her well-known father, President George Bush, and her appearances on the Today Show, and she's here to introduce another very special guest. So with no further ado, I want to introduce Jenna Bush Hager.
Hi guys, happy birthday, Elvis. I'm so thrilled. I've never been to Graceland before. This is my first visit, so I'm thrilled to be here. And I'm here, as we just heard, with the Today Show for a story that's going to air on Friday with somebody I know many of you have heard of. He's an internet sensation from Canada. He's famous for singing Blue Christmas. So I'm going to have him come on the stage so he can lead all of us and a little happy birthday tribute. His name is David Tebow.
Hi.
David speaks pretty good English, much better than my French, but he's from Canada, and we thought we would lead you in a little happy birthday song. He's much better than I am. So let's let him start.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Elvis. And I know I think we're going to have some people come on stage to cut the cake. Okay, we'll come over here.
All right, Jenna is right. You can't have a party and celebrating a birthday without some cake. So we've got a great cake here, 42 inches tall, celebrating 60 years of rock and roll, and two very important figures of the year 1954, when Elvis walked into Sun Studio and recorded That's All Right on July 5th of 1954. Wink Martindale was at WHBQ Radio for the Red Hot and Blue radio show with Dewey Phillips when Elvis's record was first played. Please welcome to the stage Wink Martindale. Wink is going to help Jenna cut the cake on her side. Also joining us on the stage now is Knox Phillips, the son of Sun Studio founder Sam Phillips. Knox, a music legend himself, and of course, Wink, a radio and television legend. And these fine four folks are going to help us cut the cake and celebrate the king's birthday. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday, Elvis. All right, the cake has been cut, and you guys will get to sample this amazing cake just a little bit later. Thank you, Jenna and David, for joining us here today. Jenna is on her way back to New York to work on her story, which will air on the Today Show later this week. And David will be performing later today in the Carr Museum at around 11 a.m. and also tomorrow during the Elvis Insiders event. So thank you, Jenna, and thank you, David. Right now, we'd like to welcome Knox Phillips to say a few quick words, because Knox was there the day when his father came home with an acetate with the recording of That's All Right. Knox, that was probably a pretty amazing day when your dad came home.
Well, yeah, it was. You know, I my memory of Elvis, my first awakening to Elvis was the night that my father brought an acetate home of That's All Right, Mama, that he had just cut, you know, hours ahead of time. And, you know, it was really strange because we had this little small record player, portable record player changer, and he put the record on there. And I was 9 years old, and my brother Jerry was 6, and my mother was there. It was weird. I'd see the record spin around, you'd hear that that voice, and you'd hear that free, loose, reckless, abandoned record. And as I heard it, I watched my dad's face, and he had played lots of stuff for us over the years. And you could just see the pride and excitement in his face, that Elvis was the difference maker he had been looking for. And I know he told my mother that night after that, he said, listen, we struggled and we didn't have much in those days. Said, but Elvis and the recording of That's All Right, Mama is the moment and the music that is going to change everything. And it certainly did. And I don't think he meant just music. It meant changing culture. He meant for our family, our lives would change as a family. So thanks, Elvis. It was my moment to find the power of music and to find the power of my father, and especially find the power of Elvis and special feel in music. It transcends, you know, all things in my mind's eye. And I'm proud to be here. It's a pure, perfect pleasure to see all of you here come back. I know Elvis used to hug me when he would leave our house, and he'd always... I had long hair, you know. I think he thought I was emulating him. I think I was. But he would go, we would eat breakfast. My mother would cook breakfast at our house. And he would leave at dawn. And I remember eating the breakfast and Sam's breakfast table. And there was this big glass plate glass window. And as we ate breakfast at Elvis, it was always a wonderful moment for my heart because I used to watch the sun come up while we ate breakfast, you know. And he would hug me and go, stay with me, Knox, stay with me. And I've always tried to stay with him. And all you guys are here, you're still with him. So, and we wouldn't be here without that first Son, That's All Right, Mama record. So thank you guys. I love being here. I appreciate being asked.
Thank you, Knox, a Memphis music legend, just recently inducted into the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. Of course, a sound engineer and producer and amazing talent of the Memphis music industry. It didn't stop with his father. It's a family tradition, as they say. Another person who's very important to 60 years of rock and roll and the celebration is radio and television personality, the legend, Wink Martindale, who was at the studio that day and has great familiarity. Wink, could tell us a little bit about when you first heard That's All Right?
Okay. I touched on this a while ago, so I'll keep this brief because I know you're cold. How would you like for me to keep this brief? No? I'll pick up where I left off a while ago. I went into the control room. All hell was breaking loose. We didn't know what was going on. You knew that something very, very magical was occurring. But who knew that night in July of 1954, in a little cramped studio that belonged to Dewey Phillips at WHBQ, who knew that music would be changing for all time that night? Later would come Rock Around the Clock, but it all started with That's All Right, Mama. I got on the phone. I was the one that got on the phone and called Gladys and Vernon to find out where Elvis was. He found out that his record was going to be played. Sam was going to give it to Dewey to play. He was so nervous, he went to see a double feature at the Suzors on Decatur Street. They jumped in their truck. They went down there. They lived in low-rent housing out in East Memphis, Lauderdale Courts at the time. They got in the truck, went out, stopped at the theater, walked up and down the aisle, found Elvis all by himself, whispered to him what was going on, brought him down to the radio station. Dewey sat him down in a chair in front of a microphone. And Elvis has said many times since then, he had no idea that Dewey was actually talking to him, interviewing him as such on the radio. Because he said if he had known then, he was withdrawn then. A little personality conflict there. Very shy. He would not have been able to say two words out of his mouth. But later, of course, all that changed. And, of course, that changed music that night. And I feel very blessed to have been a very, very small part of it. I was never part of the Memphis Mafia. I was never part of Elvis's inner circle. Because I was already married and having kids at the time. And they were having too much fun. They didn't need me. But I met him that night. He remained my friend until the day he died. And I'm sure a lot of you are aware that after his passing, a lot of people wrote books and they knocked Elvis and they said things that shouldn't have been said that weren't true. And I happened to write my feelings down on a piece of paper and recorded it. And I'm sure you've heard GK play it. That was Elvis to me. And in fact, I plan to do that live with a music track when we do our Q&A session tomorrow, if you're going to be there. Thank you very much for being here today. Here's a man who sold over a billion records worldwide, and it's kind of sad. Let me tell you what's sad to me, that so many of the so-called classic rock stations, not only in California, New York City, even in Memphis, so many of these classic rock stations can't find enough time to play an Elvis Presley record these days. And to me, that's sad. God bless him, and we thank him for what he gave us all. God bless.
Thank you, Wink, and thank you, Knox, for being here on this very special day as we kick off our 60 years of rock and roll celebration. The event will continue all year long with a special exhibition right here at Graceland, opening here in just a couple of weeks, that chronicles the rise of rock and roll and 60 years of Elvis and rock and roll. As Wink and Knox both mentioned, Elvis changed popular culture and music forever on July 5th of 1954. when he recorded That's All Right. Our cake today pays tribute to that. You'll notice the Sun logo, of course, the embellishment on Elvis's leather case for his guitar, even Dewey Phillips and the radio dial WHBQ red, hot, and blue on the tip top of the cake. We are so excited to launch our 60 years of rock and roll celebration, which will, of course, continue through Elvis Week. We have a variety of special guests today, and you, the hardcore Elvis fans, of course, know the inner workings of Elvis Presley Enterprises in Graceland. And the Presley family has a very special friend that is a new partner in the business of the operations of Graceland. We just want to quickly acknowledge Joel Weinschenker, who has visited today, flown in from New York, and, of course, is here. He's a background kind of guy, but he is a hardcore Elvis fan. You may have heard it when the statements came out. This Graceland is a place for the fans by a fan. And, of course, he is. We're very excited and energized by his thoughts and ambitions for Graceland and all the great things to come. We're very excited to have Joel here today and excited about the future. Someone who's equally as excited about tourism, which pumps millions of dollars into the local economy every year, are the two mayors of our area. We have the Honorable Mark Luttrell, Mayor of Shelby County, and the Honorable A.C. Wharton, Mayor of the City of Memphis. They have their annual joint proclamation, which we know is one of your favorite parts of today. So, mayors, take it away.
Great. Good morning. Happy birthday. It may be cold in the weather, but it's warm in your hearts. Is that right? Mayor Luttrell.
Well, good morning. How many of you are here for the first time? Raise your hand if you're first time. Okay, to you first timers, thank you all. How many are here for the 10th time? Wow. Folks, I tell you what, that is a tribute to Elvis Week and to Jack Soden. Jack, where are you? Thank you so much for your dedication, your commitment to this. Folks, we are here to have fun, here to celebrate. The weather gods have blessed us. Yesterday it was 9. Tonight it's going to be sleet and ice, but look at it today. Isn't it beautiful? Mayor Wharton and I traditionally read this proclamation, but I think we can speak jointly when we say we welcome you to Memphis and all that Memphis has to offer. God bless you for taking the time and getting here and enjoying this with us. And Mayor, what do you say? Let's read a proclamation.
We're going to do that, and it's long, but we're not going to read every paragraph because, you know, no, it's too much. This is a joint proclamation. Whereas Elvis Aaron Presley was born on this day in 1935 to Gladys and Vernon Presley in Tupelo, Mississippi, and
whereas no matter how far his career took him or how high his fame carried him, Elvis remained steadfastly devoted to Memphis, the city he loved, the city that inspired him, and the city that he called home. Now, therefore, we,
A.C. Wharton,
Mark Luttrell, where are we here?
You may have
Mayor of Shelby County. We do hereby proclaim January 8, 2014 is the day to celebrate the life and work of Elvis Aaron Presley. Thank you all. Have a great week. Enjoy all the festivities and activities. And come back next year. You first-timers, next year it'll be your second time and your third time. Keep coming. Thank you so much.
And now just to top it off and get you out of here, I got to warm you up. Where's Miss Marion? Wave your hand. I'm doing this specially for Miss Marion, Elvis's nurse. Right there. Give her a round of applause. It's really a privilege for us to join here again to celebrate the legacy of Elvis just one more time. What an opportunity to again mark his birthday at his beloved Memphis home, Graceland, the place voted by the readers of USA Today as number one, of America's 10 most iconic attractions. Aren't you glad they finally found out what you've known a long, long time? This is always number one. Keep in mind that Graceland outranked New York's Statue of Liberty, South Dakota's Mount Rushmore, and even San Antonio's Alamo. Yes, folks, we will always remember the Alamo, but they also will never forget the king. That's what it's all about. I don't know what recipe the Almighty used when he created Elvis, but I know that the recipe was something we had never seen before. His influence came to reach epic proportions, and the fact that we and y'all make this pilgrimage here every year speaks to the ongoing, everlasting influence of this entertainment icon. Just consider how rare it is for someone to say one name, and there is no question who you're talking about. Now, sometimes when folks say James, you wonder, do they mean James Brown, the godfather of soul, James Dean, the actor, James Earl Jones, the voice of CNN, all of those. When the name Mary is mentioned, there will be some who think of Mary Tyler Moore, some who think Mary, Queen of Scots, anybody from Scotland here today, we come from everywhere, or Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein. When someone says Michael, it's not enough to know if they are referring to Michael Phelps, the Olympian, Michael Jagger, known as Mick, or Michael Jackson. But when that one word, when the name Elvis is uttered anywhere on the globe, there's no question someone is speaking of Elvis the King Presley. No question. Elvis. 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 That says it all. But it's not just the name. It's the title and the description as well. Usually when a particular title or description is used alone, there's need to put it in some kind of context. When the term the greatest is used, boxing fans will think of Muhammad Ali, and basketball fans will think of Michael Jordan. When the term the first is shared, there's a need to put it in context to see if we're speaking of space travel or various musical milestones. But I tell you what, when someone says the king, visions of Henry VIII or King Tut, you don't think of that. No matter where you are, Elvis and the king refer to the one and only Elvis, Aaron Presley. He may have left the building, but he's still in our hearts. He's still the king. No coup has ever interrupted his reign. No musical personality has been more important. No replacement has vied for the throne. No one can ignore his powerful influence. And with all due credit to my friend Waylon Jennings, any Waylon fans out there? You can hear the Grand Ole Opry over in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the home of country music, and I think on that we all can agree. But when you cross that mighty Mississippi River, Hoss, all of that stuff just don't mean a thing. Because once you touch down in Memphis, Elvis is still the king. Tupelo born, Memphis bred, he may be gone, but his legacy sure ain't dead. Thank you. God bless you all.
That was a great birthday.
It sure was, and I'm sure the king got a lot of great presents.
He did. A lot of great presents by fans being here.
I know, from around the world. Yes. Very exciting to see those fans. And, of course, the party continues.
The party does continue. We've got events all weekend. We've got the Malco movies that's coming up.
And the Memphis Symphony Orchestra tribute to the King of Rock and Roll and 60 years of rock and roll. So a very exciting week of events here at Graceland. More details on Elvis.com and on Elvis's official Facebook page at facebook.com/ Elvis Presley's Graceland. So we hope to see you next week for the upcoming edition of the Rubbernecked Podcast. Until then, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.